This podcast contains strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Hunted.
Barnes, we know where they are.
Where?
Sunland Park, New Mexico. They're headed for the border.
Slow down, you're gonna kill us.
I told you, we need to move.
So messed up, man. We're never gonna make it. Machado and Hughes are dead, man.
New Mexico PD got a hit on our APB. Two subjects in a black late model Chevy. Responding officers are on the tail.
Ruiz, check it out. Gas station.
Good. Let's make this quick. Now you stay here and fill the tank.
Fine.
Hands in the air!
Out of the vehicle!
Don't get this down!
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God, what do we do?
Just stay down. Who's shooting? Can you see?
Everyone, stay on the ground!
Oh my God, he has a gun!
Now listen to me. I promise you. You do as you're told, you get out of here alive. Barnes!
Cooper! Over here! Ruiz is inside. He's got hostages. We don't know how many.
Officer! Set a perimeter. Put a sharpshooter on that roof and call a chopper.
Cell phones, all of you. In the bag.
What do you want? We'll give you everything we have.
Sweetheart, I don't want your money.
Alex Ruiz, Distinguished Marshal Service. We have the building surrounded. Drop your weapon and go out of the building with your hands.
Just stay here. Just stay down. Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Grady, no!
What the hell are you doing? I told you! Don't be a hero!
Stop it!
Shots fired!
Shots fired.
That came from inside.
Anyone have eyes on the subject?
Negative. Can't see inside. The shades are down.
I don't like this.
If we move in now, we put the hostages in even more danger.
Dick Wolf, Wolf Entertainment, and Endeavor Audio present Hunted, Episode 8, Cornered.
Oh my God!
You shot me. Help. You shot me.
Are you okay?
You shouldn't have jumped me. I told you, don't be a hero.
Didn't I tell you that?
I told you, don't be a fucking hero. Look what you made me do.
Shit.
Here. Press that against your stomach. It'll help with the bleeding.
He needs to go to a hospital. Hey, I said he
just needs
to
shut
go
up. Shut up.
Think.
Please.
She's right. He's bleeding a lot. He's not gonna make it in here.
How could you do this? Look at him. He's dying. You're a monster.
You don't fucking know me. You don't know me. I'm not a fucking monster.
Then let him go. Please. Please let him go.
Fine. Help him up. Oh, man. Oh, man, come over here. Help him up. Help him up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. I got you. Come on. Up.
This way. He walks out by himself. You hear me?
Hey, baby.
Okay, he's up.
Baby, can you walk?
I think so.
You two, step back.
Okay.
I'm not a monster.
Sir!
It's a hostage.
We got a hostage. Bring him in.
I got him. I got you. I got you. I need an EMT! You're gonna be okay. What's your name?
Grady. I don't want to die.
Grady, how many people has gotten there?
Two. Mia. My girlfriend. And, this other guy, the cashier.
Well, we're gonna get him out.
We need an EMT and a stretcher over here!
Is anyone inside hurt?
No. Please, Mia, you have to get her out.
Excuse me, Deputy Cooper.
Yeah?
Got a phone call from inside. It's him. Says he wants to talk to whoever's in charge.
Give me the phone. This is Deputy Cooper, U.S. Marshal Service. Who am I speaking to?
Alex Ruiz.
Everyone okay in there?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. Talk to me, Alex. What is it gonna take to end this thing safely?
You wanna end this? Tell your men to stand down.
Okay. I can do that. But I need you to let the hostages go.
You think I'm stupid? You'll kill me the second I do.
No, we won't. You have my word.
I told you to stay down!
What's going on, Alex? Everything okay? Damn it! He's messing with us.
Just wait. Let me talk to him. I've been on this case since day one. I know him better than anyone.
Here.
Alex. This is Emily Barnes, U.S. Marshal Service. I work with Deputy Cooper.
The fuck do I care? Either tell your men to stand down or I start killing people in here. Got it?
You don't want to hurt anybody, Alex.
Shut up.
That isn't you. And that's why you just saved this young man's life by sending him out here, right?
You don't know me.
I know your father. I know that. I have a son, too, you know, about the same age as yours. They're both going to be watching this someday. And what do you want them to see?
You don't know what it's like in there. None of you do.
I know. You're right. That doesn't mean anyone else needs to get hurt. Let them go.
Under one condition. I'm gonna say something to the public. Tell people my side.
You'll have your chance.
No. I want you today, now, on TV.
I'll tell you what. If you let those hostages go, we'll see what we can do.
You get one of them. One. When you get me on TV, you get the other. That's the deal.
He wants to give a statement on TV. Door!
Hostage! Get him over here!
Let's go!
Come on!
Come with us! Come on, let's go!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
We interrupt this broadcast with news from an ongoing standoff with the remaining members of the group of fugitives known as the Leesville Four. Our network has been contacted by authorities in order to put Alex Ruiz, one of the fugitives, on the air. Hold on. I think our producers are putting the call through now. Are we going to do this live? Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alex Ruiz.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
250 years. That's how long I was supposed to serve. I got put away for 250 years for just one robbery. One. Good old state of Texas. They charged me with a count of aggravated robbery, kidnapping for each person in that store. I didn't even hurt anyone. I didn't kill anyone. But I was convicted on 17 counts that put me away for life. 250 years? What kind of justice is that, huh? State buried me just because they could. Now, don't get me wrong. I admit I deserve to go to jail, but not for the rest of my life. They put me in a corner. And let me tell you, anyone listening, you don't know what you're capable of if somebody puts you in a corner. There was no way I couldn't die in jail, an old man. So I decided to take my freedom back like I deserved. No one was supposed to get hurt in all this. Nobody. But unfortunately, they did. And I'm real sorry for that. And I take full responsibility for all of it. All of it. But I'm not sorry for breaking out. I just wanted my life back. My family back. That's all I wanted. We have to change the legal system in this country so stuff like this doesn't happen. And just one last thing, if I may. Alicia, Ray, if you're watching this, I love you. Oh, I love you so much.
Hostage!
Get her out of there!
Go, go, go! Are you all right? Are you okay to move?
Move!
Come on, let's go!
Let's go!
Move it!
What's he waiting for? That whole statement was a joke.
Cooper, he'll come out. You heard him. He didn't want it, not today.
I don't care what he wants. We're done talking. This is Deputy Cooper. All SWAT units,
wait,
I need...
he's coming out.
SWAT, stand by.
It's him. He's armed.
Good.
Do not engage. Repeat, do not engage.
Damn it. Barnes, where are you going? Get back here.
Shut the weapon now, Ruiz.
Wait. I kept my word.
Put the gun down. You do not want to do this.
Oh, you want to kill me? Then kill me, then.
You're on live TV. You want to die in front of Alicia, in front of Ray? Drop the weapon. Now kick it over. Kick it over there, now.
Unit 2, move in. Go, go.
Hands behind your head.
Head on your knees.
Okay.
Face down.
On the ground.
Move, now. Walk.
Barnes, you okay?
Yeah. I want you to know that I know what I did was wrong. Coming out here, it was more than just disobeying orders. I let you and the agency down. But last year, I needed to see this through for me. So, whatever HQ wants to do with me, I'm fine with it.
We'll talk when you get back.
It's been 2 weeks since one of the largest manhunts in American history, the hunt for the Leesville Four, came to a bloody conclusion, leaving three of the fugitives dead, one in custody. The only surviving member of the group, Alex Ruiz, is currently awaiting trial in the same prison he escaped from over a month ago. Legal experts tell us the state will almost certainly be seeking the death penalty. In Dallas yesterday, two men were indicted on grand larceny charges.
Turn that off.
Oh, sorry. They can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, well, I wish they would.
Mom, look at the drawing I made.
That's so nice, Aiden. Where's Daddy, though? Why don't you draw him in? You can give it to him as a welcome home present.
Okay.
How's everything going?
With what, the job hunt?
You have a job, Emily. They didn't fire you. It's just a suspension. Mac gets back next Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Well, we should all do something. Me, you, him, Aiden. I can bring Tyler, too. Dinner?
Maura.
Barnes.
How's work?
Actually, that's why I'm calling. We got something.
Dick Wolf, Wolf Entertainment, and Endeavor Audio present Hunted, starring Parker Posey as Deputy Emily Barnes, directed by Sean Christensen. Written by Jeffrey Baker. Executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Featuring Brandon Scott as Agent Anthony Mora, Lobo Sebastian as Alex Ruiz, Joshua Baton as Sean Campbell, Gil Perez Abraham as Luca Machado, and Todd Weeks as Kenneth Hughes. Performances by Greg Berg, Sean Patrick Brady, Matt Bouchel, Jake Elliott, Rebecca Field, Jack Fisher, Derek Anthony King, Michelle Krusik, Anais Lillett, Jen Liu, Mike Ostrowski, Brett Rice, Lavelle Schley, and Jose Vidermontes. Hunted is produced by Samantha Allison, Vikram Patel, Jenny Radlett Mast, and Parker Posey. Our production manager is Talia Shea Levin, casting by Sarah Isaacson. Our recording engineer is Josh Landis. Production assistance by Talia Caldwell. Sound design by Nathan Rule. Sound editing by Nathan F. Station, Jetty Zoo, Robert Louis Howley. Our Foley artist is Mike Miller. Our recording mixer is Nathan Rule. Music provided by Audio Network. Our executive producers are Elliot Wolf, Dave Easton, and Jonathan Hirsch of Neon Hum Media. Production services provided by Neon Hum Media and Wave Runner Studios. Post-production sound services by This Is Sound Design. Special thanks to Magical Elves, Natalie Wren, Mary Knopf, and Gold Digger Studios. Hunted is an original production from Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Audio. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. Thank you for listening to Season 1 of Hunted. If you can't wait for Season 2, please tell your friends about our show. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.